And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all. It's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
Everyone, I have a songstress with me this evening. Thank you all for tuning in. Phone lines are open. You know my hotline number. This is Lady Diva on air. I want to thank you all for your support and supporting me and keeping me broadcasting. I have with me a singing artist, Sawanya Stanley. Are you with me?
I am. Hello. Hello, everyone.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did. Well, actually, it's pronounced Shawanya, but Sawanya is just as well. That's how it's spelled. So
okay.
Thank you for that.
All right. Well, thank you for reminding me. I will call you. What is the nickname they will call you nowadays, if they can pronounce it correctly?
Funny enough, they call me Diva, but I had a company called Corporate Divas Network, hence that's why the name Diva came about. And so we have that
all
in
right.
common, but yeah.
All right. Let's get it on. Where are you calling from right now at this moment?
I am calling you from sunny Hollywood, California.
All right, Hollywood friends out there. Hey, we got a singing artist here on there. Now, tell us briefly how your music journey began and what and whom was your inspiration? What sparked your talent in singing?
I have been singing from a very young age, 4 or 5 years old. My grandmother was an evangelist. We had started out having church even at home, so I was doing praise and worship by myself. It wasn't a team at that time. Tambourine and me, but the love for music was just the ultimate way of expressing. It wasn't like I took tutelage on it or was made to do it. It was just something that was inside of me, you know, as a lot of musicians would say. I just had a love for music and every instrument involved. And once you learn that your actual vocal box is an instrument in itself, it just blossoms into, you know, a whole new different type of experience.
Right. So did you ever play a musical instrument?
Not growing up, no, but I am playing the acoustic and electric guitar right now.
All right. Thank you for that information. All right. Thank you. So let's talk about your two singles, I'm So Happy and Never Know. I would like to go ahead and spend I'm So Happy. Is there a brief story behind this track here that you have developed?
Sure. I'm So Happy Now is basically, this was a song after, you know, I had matured in my musical experience and changing different types of genres in my lifestyle and life, I guess you would say, experience as we all have. There comes a point in time when you have gone through it. You've been through the fire and came out, and when you finally shake it loose, that's your celebration song. That's your song saying, hey,
right,
I'm grown, I've been through that, you know, I'm letting go, and I'm so very happy since I let it go. That's basically the hook of the song.
Right. And I like
knowing
to
who
mention,
you are and growing up.
Yes. Thank you for that information. And I've seen the video you did with the jazz artist, Funkin' for Jamaica artist.
Tom Brown, yes.
Will you be touring with him again in the future?
Oh, absolutely. I have been working with Tom for, I want to say, the last maybe 4 years consecutively, and we have shows coming up. I just spoke with him yesterday, as a matter of fact, got some shows coming up this year, summer. So we do funk and we do jazz tours, you know. So I've been able to meet a lot of heavy hitters with him. So I really appreciate the experience.
Right. Well, thank you, Tom. He was on my show many months ago, and he is something else. So anyway, I'm going to play I'm So Happy. Be right back.
Be
been a long time since I've been able to smile. The way you down and out, took myself through the changes, really turned around. It gotta be more than this was life all about. Took one look in the mirror, my inside screamed and shout, you deserve much better than
Hey, that is, I am so happy. That song rides around in my head. I can't get that song out of my head, girlfriend. That is it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I got a lot of my lady friends going around singing that song, and I'm like, well, what are you happy about? You know, they just sang in the song.
It's catchy, and that was
catchy.
My platinum producer. That song was done by platinum producer DJ Looney Tunes, who's out here in Los Angeles, and he was able to bring the music to light and give me a new feel. And I mean, that's what you feel. So very, very happy. I just got here. So I'm so excited that you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, because, you know, we're dealing with dark times right now, and
good
feelings, positive vibes is what we need. And, you know, it's a chain reaction we need to start embarking on. And that song is just perfect timing. Perfect timing, girlfriend. Perfect, perfect.
Thank you so much.
And so right now I would like for you to give your website information and social media information so our listeners and followers out there can keep up with you.
Sure. My website is www.shawania, and I'll spell my name, S-A-W-A-N-Y-A, shawaniasoulmusic.com. Real, the second part is easier. ShawaniaSoulMusic.com, which has all my social media handles. My EPK is on there. My links are on there. Upcoming events, the bio, everything that you would need to know about me as an artist. And then, of course, it has my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. All of those different tabs are right there for you to be able to get on every social media that I do.
All right, so I need to connect with you on TikTok. How about that? And mention how many Facebook pages you have.
Oh, yes, ma'am. The regular Facebook is, my name, Shawania Stanley. And then I have a music page, Miss Diva Shawania, and that is S-A-W-A-N-Y-A, music page. It's real simple. It's just my name, Miss Diva Shawania's music page.
Right. And thank you for that information. So I would like to ask you before I send the next single that you have, which is called Never Know. Which is, are you planning on any upcoming scheduled events in the future online?
Well, I've been asked to do, not Juneteenth because they gave it to me late, but we were going to do a few Pride events. I don't know for certain. The thing about it is with the COVID, it knocked all. These are new releases. So I was in the middle of my tour where I was supposed to be in Africa and the Netherlands and, of course, the United States. So a lot of that online really didn't come to me till later. So I wasn't able to accept a lot. So I do have one appearance, which is supposed to be social distancing, a small amount, with Tom Brown. And, of course, I'd be singing some of my singles, too. And that is going to be in Palmsdale on the 25th. Jazz artist Jeanette Harris will also be there, and myself coming up. Also, SMA Entertainment in Stockton, which I got my launch in regards in the Bay Area. They are coming up in the near future. I don't have an exact date yet, but I will be posting it on all my social media well as on my website.
All right. Thank you for that information. That's awesome. Awesome. So I would like to go ahead and spin Never Know. What is the brief story behind this track here?
Well, okay, just like happy, since you're shaking it off and getting on with your life, you left something behind. So just like everybody can relate to, whether it's a relationship or whether it's life in general or different experiences, work, whatever, you'll never know what you had until it's gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
We can all relate to that. When you're sick and tired, you're sick and tired. And it's not to be negative, but it's being mature and adult when you're fed up and coming from a woman's perspective, you know, hey, if you found what you're looking for out there, go ahead on, but I'm a real woman here and you missed out. So you'll never
go
know.
Go on, preach. Go on, preach. Keep on.
You never
and
know.
And I
want to
thank
okay.
you. Thank you so much for this track. Here is Never Know, everybody. Be right back. Sawanya, your ultimate desire, what you wish your fans to get out of your music, especially these two new singles.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. The acoustic soul is the direction I was really going for. Happy is kind of still on the poppy R&B side, but I've been traditionally doing funk, rock, jazz, R&B, and of course gospel my whole life. And being able to be, usually I'm a crooner, a very bold singer. So being able to be laid back a little bit and give more texture vocally, but also being able to storytell. I love rocking the party, yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's folk dancing, but I'm also a storyteller, and we've gotten so far away from music that has substance and that's yeah. telling a story. And that's feeding you. When you want to put on a song, you know, old school songs, you are listening to lyrics. You are listening to a story, something that's healing you and helping you.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
what I want to do as a songwriter and as a producer, that now I have more flexibility to be able to showcase that. I wasn't
yeah.
able to do that a lot when I was a singer for hire or singing someone
yeah.
else's music.
Wow. Wow. And thank you for that information. That's awesome. I love storytellers
sure.
and the old school vibe where the
yes.
lyrics are very much more understanding. Putting up a facade
yeah.
and telling and just making it sound good is not good enough to a lot of listeners anymore nowadays. But when you tell stories, you feel that you have
mm-hmm.
already experienced it, and you can't tell that's a facade or made up. It's a storytelling where it's given wisdom and experience, and it's real. It's real.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's what music is about. Music is a way of ministering to the soul. And that's what soul
yeah.
music is about. That's what makes it so different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, happy Juneteenth to you.
Happy
you
Juneteenth to you and everybody else.
Yeah.
I was going to say that to you as well.
Right. So you're more than welcome at this time to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your music career. Go right ahead.
Oh, my gosh. I actually have a list of folks, which is not with me right now. I apologize for that. But, I mean, as I mentioned, SMA Entertainment was one of those platforms that in the Bay Area that I had gotten my opportunity to reach out and meet the Tom Browns and the Marion Meadows and the Ronnie Niles and In Vogue and all the folks that I've worked with. The Bay Area in itself has shown me love. I'm a native of Wisconsin, so shout out to Milltown and Mad City for holding me down. And I flew from Atlanta. You know, Atlanta was where I got my legs in performing live. So all of, you know, my Atlanta family, ATL, what's up, you know, and of course, you know, now I'm in the Bay and in Southern California, and Bay has welcomed me and shown me nothing but love. So every musician that I've worked with, all of the DJs, all of the bloggers like yourself, interviewers, and it's really refreshing because you all keep us relevant, you keep us alive, all the underground radios and syndicated radios, and all of my music family. If I had to, I couldn't name them all, to be honest with you. Because I've worked with so many beautiful, talented people
mm-hmm.
that it's good to be able to give back to fellow artists and other
mm-hmm.
people in entertainment.
Right.
Right now, there's so much backbiting in the industry
yeah.
because people are competing. But you don't have to compete when you all have an individual style. You could be doing the same genre, but nobody can do you like you. So
yeah.
give back that way. And in turn, I try to do that. Each one, teach one. Use me, just don't misuse me. That's my
yeah.
motto.
Yeah. Well, how about
you know,
this? Let's
so
give everybody a hand that have supported you because of you being you. How about that?
Thank you.
And let them forever, always keep supporting you and through all your endurance and in your music career. So we're almost coming to
an
end.
Oh, and one more thing. Let me just say one more thing. I'm sorry. I failed to say the musicians and bloggers in other countries because I am over in the UK. I am over in Paris. I am
all
over
right.
in Berlin and London.
Right.
And thank you in Africa. So shout out to other countries because they hold me down too. And I really do appreciate that. I just had to say that.
All right. All right. All right. And thank you for that. So, would you go ahead and give information where your two singles can be located at online?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I am on every digital platform, everywhere. You can ask Alexa, you know, or on Roku, but I'm on YouTube, I'm on Pandora, I'm on Spotify, I'm on iTunes, I'm on Amazon Music, you name it. Any of those platforms that you can go and buy digital music, you can find me in any digital store. And I am just excited. TikTok, all, everything. So wherever you
mm-hmm.
buy your music from, your girl is there, and I'm so grateful and humbled and honored to have an opportunity to say that I'm everywhere.
Yes, yes, and I want to thank you for taking out your time and participating. Come on my platform. I know everybody's days are not good, but you took out the time to go ahead and show yourself on here, and I appreciate it. And you keep doing your music. Any words of encouragement you would like to give while we're going through these dark times today? Or any advice you'd like to give to any up-and-coming artists?
Sure. As far as for up-and-coming artists, I really want to stress that you have to really be dedicated to what you're doing, whether it's singing, acting. I have my hands in other things, so do other talents. You have to be dedicated at it. Write it down, make it plain, get a team, realistically say what you want, and that's what you can walk out. You know, you can't just go out there and say, well, I want to do this and I want to do that. Stick to it. Believe in yourself when no one else believes in you. Sometimes you have to believe in yourself because there will be hard times, but that's like anything else in life. Any billionaire will tell you that, and I'm certainly not a billionaire, but will tell you that they had to struggle. They had to come from nothing to be something, but they had a dream, they had a goal, and they had a vision. They wrote it down and made it plain. That's okay, I'm going scripture there. But then also, coming from that, we are in tough times. I also do a blog called Get Your Healthy Life, and what I talk about is healthy living and affirmation, a healthy mindset. Mental health right now is very important for us in the times that we are living in. So as human beings, we have to be more kind to one another. You know, tell yourself that you are powerful, you are spiritual, you are strong, you are loving, you are worthy of having and worthy of loving one another, regardless of your color and your creed. This is what's going on right now. It's just breaking my heart because I'm a lover of people, a lover of men. Mm-hmm. You do have some negative energies out there, but we all got to pay our part. Pay it forward. If you see somebody that you can bless, bless them. Right now, try to help them, feed them, give them a dollar, whatever it is that you can do, because you never know what that seed that you sowed will blossom into. So I just say pay it forward, and I love you all so much.
Wow, I love you too, girlfriend. I love you too. So go ahead.
Don't get me started over here, Miss Brenda.
Go ahead and give your website information one more time and your social media info, and I will go ahead and play I'm So Happy Again, and that will be me and Shawana signing out. Go right ahead.
Wonderful. You can definitely find me on Facebook under SawayStanley. My IG is Diva Shawanya, SawayA. My Twitter is Shawanya CEO. And also, the website is www.shawanyasoul.com or ShawanyaSoulMusic.com. And I'll be looking forward to seeing all of you. My YouTube, SawayStanley. You can Google me. I'm there as well and find my music on all platforms if you're looking for me and what I'm up to.
All right. Thank you for that information. You have a blessed day, Shawana. You're always welcome to come back.
Thank you for having me.
With your new music projects. And
I
love your vibe.
Yes.
I'm rooting for you, girlfriend. Hopefully one day I get
Thank
to see you.
You
performing on stage live. And also tell
Absolutely.
Tom, I said, hey.
I sure will. You're the second interviewer that I spoke to that he was just, oh, I'm on his heels that they were, he was just on their show. So I must be doing something right.
Good, yeah.
But for having me, you have a beautiful spirit, beautiful energy. I appreciate you supporting me more than you know. And anything I can do for you, you let me know.
All right, then. All right. That sounds good. Everybody, this is Lady Diva signing out of Let's Jazz It Up. Stay tuned for more artists coming up soon. Here is I'm So Happy, and everybody have a blessed day.
Be
been a long time since I've been able to smile. The way you down and out. Took myself through the changes real. such a beautiful thing when you know who you are. I let go of the negatives, now my life's about to start.